This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My heart goes out. Go out for the survivors, who had to flee for their lives, and who hid, terrified, unsure if they would ever see their families again, their friends again. The consequences of all this are deeper than I suspect we know.
All right, the president, of course, talking about all what happened in that Colorado supermarket shooting. Just awful. And the details that have come out, including, and luckily, because I think we should recognize the victims, stories about the victims that are sad, but at least there is a way to recognize some of their accomplishments. It drives me crazy when we don't do that. Hey, America and beyond our borders, how are you? Kate Delaney, thanks so much for spending some of your time with us. So let's talk about Colorado. And now there is somebody charged, the guy that you saw being walked out with a bloody leg. He's a Syrian-born man, 21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa. He was known to the FBI. He ranted about Islamophobia, hacking his phone before killing 10 people at a Boulder grocery store with the assault weapon that he bought 1 week before. He killed 2 people in the parking lot when he went into the store, where he killed another 8. Still, the motive is unclear. He surrendered to police. He asked to speak to his mother. His Facebook posts over the last 18 months were all over the place. He complained that he didn't have a girlfriend. He hated Trump. His brother has said he was antisocial. He's massively paranoid since high school. He's been described as someone who was bullied in school, but not anything politically motivated. His sister-in-law said she'd seen him playing with a gun recently, but didn't suspect him of violence. So it's sort of a familiar theme. The victims range in age from 20 to 65. There was the police officer and shoppers and people who were getting their COVID-19 vaccines because they were right there in the area. So real tragedy for the people who unfortunately were right in the middle of that timing of him coming in and deciding to open fire. The officer, Eric Talley, just 51, 7 children. So now they're without a father. A 20-year-old, Denny Strong. Lynn Murray went to my college before my time, but was there, and a lot of Bobcats, because I went to Ohio University, are reacting because she was a well-known photojournalist, and she just happened to stop into that store, which was right around the corner from where, you know, she lived. So there's lots of conversations about many of the people that were part of this unfortunate massacre, this sad, sick massacre. Like I said, Lynn Murray was somebody who had photos on all kinds of magazines, from Cosmopolitan to Glamour to, you know, whatever. She was one of the photojournalists that went through the same journalism program as me that certainly had made it. The youngest that I mentioned, Denny Strong, just 20. He was a graduate of Fairview High School, and he's part of that Boulder Valley School District where they're really super close. So he graduated just a couple years ago. There have been a bunch of GoFundMe pages that have been set up for families, et cetera, especially for Eric Talley. And, boy, just more stories about what these people have accomplished and what they've done. And, of course, throughout the week, I'll try to highlight them and tell you more about them. Because, again, I think when someone is vanished from the face of the earth through nothing that they did and through poor timing of a sick man's desire to go and end people's lives that he has absolutely no connection to anyway, I think that they should be mentioned then more than just a footnote. Oh, there was, you know, 10 victims. Just absolutely awful. So the other part of this is naturally, in this country, nothing divides us more than politics and religion and guns. Guns certainly play a part of that. And now there is the push again for getting an assault ban and stricter background checks. Here's what the Prez also said earlier in the day.
I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save the lives in the future and to urge my colleagues in the House and Senate to act. The Senate should immediately pass. Let me say it again. The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House pass bills that close loopholes in the background check system.
All right, closing loopholes, different than bans, all of that mixed in between what happens in part of the gun control discussions. So how about you listening to this, 855-266-5283 or Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Plenty of you threw in your two cents already when we go to the mailbag. Coming up next, I'll go through some of those and talking about what people are saying, and this is nothing new. From the time that I've signed on to do talk radio, this, just like the border wars, has been part of the constant discussion over what should happen, what shouldn't happen, what kind of loopholes can you close, is it the guns or is it the people, is it somebody who would do something violent, could take a car, use that as a weapon, could do that with a bomb, could think of maybe five or six other things that they could do to take people out. But then the argument is, so easy to get that weapon and just spray people down. It's a whole different thing, especially makeshift and things that you can do with that kind of a weapon. But he had just gotten it 6 days before. In Boulder, they had a strict or super strict gun law, and then that was eased. They had an assault weapons ban in 2018. A judge recently ruled that the city couldn't enforce the ban. So what they had passed back in 2018 was a ban on the sale and possession of assault weapons and large capacity magazines. But it was just this month that a state district court judge blocked the city again from enforcing the ban. So what does that mean? It meant that it was possible to obtain it, but then how that applies and what could have been altered or done with the weapon, all of that has not been released, obviously, at this point, but certainly it is part of the discussion, and it's not the only part of the discussion. Like I said, there are other aspects of that and bills, and that's what Biden mentioned there. Where do you fall on all of this, America? And this is something that, again, is really going to be kicked back up, despite the fact that you got to think of when you have an order of what we're dealing with in this country, especially during the pandemic. This now, I think, gets boosted back in probably to the top five because of what happened in Atlanta and what happened in Colorado. Both, by the way, 21-year-old guys who had issues and who destroyed lives with no connection to those victims whatsoever. 855-266-5283 if you want to flip me a call, or Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Headed to the mailroom.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Oh, we got mail. Ton of mail. Thanks to you, and those two people in the back. You can always send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So let's jump right to it. This one is from Brad, who is listening to us in Ohio. Kate, glad to hear you're a Bobcat. I was too. We might have been there around the same time. Not sure. We'll have to talk about it off air for reasons of keeping ourselves anonymous. Am I anonymous? Anyway, too bad about the Bobcats. And he says, so sad what happened in Boulder. I lived there for a while. I know that grocery store. It's a big chain. And it's one of those things, like you said, can't you go to the grocery store and not have to look over your shoulder to think that, oh, my gosh, somebody could walk in here and open a fire. And that happens. And then you see that that there's people of all ages that were in there to do probably little errands and never, ever, ever would have thought that they wouldn't come back out. Well, yeah, of course not, right? So it is painful to see that. It is. I mean, 10 is a lot. And the idea that we know, I mean, all of us can relate to that, whether you're 20, whether you're 50, 60, 70. I mean, we can relate to swinging by the grocery store. I said that. And it is. It's very, very sad. So, yes, I agree with you. I think that's what you're saying is just, you know, can we relate to that? And, yes, we can relate to that. All right, this one is from Vince, who says, Kate, because there's so much focus on what's happening at the border and because there's focus on Boulder, which there should be in Atlanta, did you hear what happened at that state penitentiary? I used to live not too far from it in Des Moines, and there was a nurse that was killed and a correctional officer. Sometimes people think that just happens in the movies, and I'm just always astonished that when you are an institution that is keeping people in, how is it the inmates either find a way occasionally to break out or to kill people that are on staff at a penitentiary? Yeah, that was sad. They... It's a maximum medium security prison, from what I understand, the Anamosa State Penitentiary, and it's got about 950 inmates, give or take, and big staff, 321. That's what it was on their website. And the about 70% of the inmates were convicted of violent crimes. The average sentence is about 25 years, so that's pretty serious. The Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, ordered the flags to be flown at half-staff to honor the victims. But the two deaths happened, the nurse and the officer, corrections officer, happened from an inmate attacking multiple staff members and inmates at the prison's infirmary. So, you know, it is weird because you do see that, like, in prison movies, like somebody goes to the infirmary and that kind of thing. And so eventually they were able to restrain the inmate, but too late. And sad for family, friends, colleagues, and what a senseless tragedy. That seems to be now the word of the day. Senseless tragedy every day. Senseless tragedy. And they're looking at, you know, what they're going to do to those who committed that crime, that act. But, you know, they're already in the penitentiary. So whatever peace you can give to the family, I suppose. And that is a facility that's been there for a long time. And to think that, you know, people, again, they're going to work. But you know, and you think, I guess, you get maybe lulled into that it's a safe place, because I would think that. I had an experience, I'm just going to dovetail for one second, knowing nothing about prisons, when I was in television, right when I was rookie green out of school, I lived in the central coast of California, and I did a story, they wanted me to do a series on all three prisons, a minimum, a medium security facility, and then a maximum, and they were in Lompoc, California, and the medium one was fine. They had a cowboy rodeo thing. We went out there, interviewed a few people. One of the cowboys, this is a true story, called me over and said, I said, what are you in here for? And he said, diamonds. I stole diamonds. And I said, oh. And I said, so when you get out, you're doing whatever. And he smiled at me, and he said, diamonds. I stole diamonds. And I think he was hinting, there may be some diamonds when he gets out. And that was fine, and it was easy to shoot that. And then we went to the maximum security, and I interviewed a Marielito, and I was scared out of my mind. I said to the photographer, I mean, there was correction guards everywhere, but it was maximum. And I said, spray the video, and we're out. We get the warden, we get the inmate, and we're done. We are done. And he was scared too, and he's a big guy. We got out of there so quickly. So in my mind, that's what I'm thinking, that you have people that are 70% were in for something violent. You have, of course, double the inmates of the staff, and you have somebody in an infirmary who goes berserk and kills two people, and they finally calm that person down. There may have been one more person involved, because they didn't give a lot of details, and they've really locked it down and trying to find out more details. But anyway, sad. All right, this one is from Lee, who says, Kate Delaney, I love it when you take us into the man cave. We need some light stuff, sister. So when you look at what's happening in March Madness, what do you think is one of the more interesting matchups? What do I think is one of the more interesting matchups? I picked Gonzaga to win it all. And I like the Cinderella stories. And a lot of Cinderellas in this one. Shockingly, a lot of Cinderellas. So, to me, the story is that. It's overall what we've seen happen. That teams that didn't look like they were going to lose lost, right? And then, Is there going to be the showdown between some of the schools that look like they could make it pretty interesting run through the rest of the tournament, you know, to get to the Sweet 16, etc. Like Oregon beating Iowa. I had Iowa going far, frankly. I know that's going to probably endear me to Iowans. But and Oregon's good. I mean, I guess that's the story too. How well they're doing, how well the Pac-12 is doing. But Gonzaga knocked off Oklahoma, and to me, they look like the champion. That's who I picked to win the whole thing. UCLA came through and beat Abilene Christian pretty handily. Michigan beat LSU in a close one. The fact that you had Alabama was one of my picks, and Alabama as a 2 seed, they beat Maryland pretty handily the other day. USC beat Kansas. I think that the way they beat them, that was kind of a surprise. It was a huge difference, like almost 30 points, something like that. So I think that the usual suspects in the end will be there, but I guess the story is that you have some of the Cinderella teams. Like in the beginning of this, you've seen some pretty interesting upsets. And to me, that's fun to watch, right? So, like, I picked some teams that went down, like Ohio State. Ohio State loses to Oral Roberts. Ohio State was a 2 seed. Oral Roberts was a 15 seed. I did not see that coming. My magic 8-ball is broken. That's all I will say. It is broken. I thought I had a beat on what was happening in the early rounds. So thanks for lightening that up. I appreciate that. All right. And then there's this one that's pretty interesting from Jill, who says, Kate, I work for Citi, and something interesting's happened. We have a chief executive, Jane Frazier, who is pushing employees to take vacation times. She's worried about people getting burned out. This is so refreshing. Sorry, much different than the atmosphere we were in before. And now they're going to have Zoom-free Fridays so that they can kind of restore that work-life balance. And the Zoom fatigue that people are feeling because they're at home, they're saying none of that on Friday. Any other times of the week, scheduling those Zooms is fine. But she's saying that people need a break and they need to do something to combat this. And so I think bravo for that. We'll see how long that holds up. Yeah, you know, I have a friend that works for Citi, and she works long hours. And one of the things that people are saying with some of these companies is exactly that they're working outside of traditional working hours because it's a pandemic. They're working on weekends, all that stuff, because it's considered, well, they're home, you know, all that time. And people are just reaching out to people. So I think she's really pushing back on that and trying to make it better for the people who work, especially in those middle management jobs. That's interesting that you brought that up. Yay! Because you must be in that same position. Remember, you can email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that about 13% of Americans have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, with nearly 1 in 4 people having received at least one dose. The U.S. has been averaging about 2.5 million shots administered daily. On Tuesday, Texas, Indiana, and Georgia all announced that eligibility will be opening up for all adults in the coming days. President Biden has said that he wants the vaccines available to all adults nationwide by May 1st. With more vaccines available, more people are hitting the road. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1.5 million people on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic began a year ago. The rebound in travel coming as airlines and a number of tourism-based industries are asking the White House to roll back travel restrictions. And the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with the death of George Floyd is set to begin next Monday. A jury was seated Tuesday for the trial of Derek Chauvin, who's facing murder and manslaughter charges in Floyd's death. Opening statements are set for March 29th. This is USA Radio News. President Biden's next major legislative push is expected to be a $3 trillion spending plan aimed at improving the nation's infrastructure. But that package is also expected to contain the first major tax increase in three decades, raising the corporate tax rate, the marginal tax rate for higher earners, and changing the way capital gains are taxed. Senator Steve Daines says tax hikes like that would damage the recovering economy. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the best way to grow an economy is to allow people to keep more of their income.
Remember, you go back in history. John F. Kennedy cut taxes, Ronald Reagan cut taxes, President Trump cut taxes, and each time they cut taxes, it unleashed the economy. It kept more money in the pockets of small businesses to invest, hire more people, expand. That's how you grow an economy. The Democrats, they're really good at raising taxes. They got to pay for all this or try to pay for part of all this incredible spending, which they can't do. They can't raise taxes high enough to pay for all this spending. What's going to happen is going to slow down the economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What would I do if I could feel?
Esther Morgan joins us now. Her book is called Surviving Drug Abuse, Seek Help or Die Trying. It is a very gripping account of real-life stories of how drug abuse affects one family. Esther, thanks for coming on. And, boy, your family really has suffered the blows of drug abuse. Tell the listeners about what's happened with your family. I guess your daughter, very, very sad. As much as you tried to work with her, she overdosed. How many times did you tell me before finally it was too much?
She overdosed 19 times, and almost every time that she overdosed, she would let me know. She was having problems at that time, with seizures. She'd fall and injure herself. But the overdosing was shocking that she was able to be revived 19 times. But number 20 was the time that took her life.
Wow.
She was out of her midst.
Yeah, so sad. So sorry for that. But the thing is that you share, you're very honest and open. You share about what this is like and how you struggle. You have to find sanity in this, and you try to help the children. And you dealt with financial losses, you dealt with the overdoses, you dealt with all kinds of things. How did you get through what you had to navigate?
The main thing that helped me was a strong belief in God and a faith that he would be through, you know, with us through the whole thing. And no matter what happened, I would go to him and I would talk with family. The best thing you can do when you're going through this is to have a family around you and very close friends. You don't have to share it with everyone, but it is good support, especially if they understand, or even if they don't understand, they accept you and the problem that you have.
Yeah. And it wasn't so people understand, like I said, you're so honest and open. I think this can help so many people about the dysfunction, the structure, the things that you have to deal with. It really is a roller coaster. You also have a son who went through something horrific, too, and ended up in prison, right?
Yes, he did, due to his strong desire to take drugs. And at the time, he was on cocaine. He was taking $1,000 worth of cocaine a day. I don't know how that's possible, but I don't really know about the pricing of the drugs. So I believed what he told me, and this ended up in him having to sell drugs and become a dealer and producing drugs. So he was put in jail because it was his first offense. He was put in prison. He had been in jail for possession, but this was the first large charge that he had. It wasn't just cocaine he was selling. And he was going into the city every night to sell, and he was eventually caught. And fortunately, the judge was lenient because it was his first time. He only had 3 years to serve.
Wow.
So, and he got out 6 months early. And the last 6 months of the term, he spent in work release, which was very positive for him.
Yeah. And now he's not doing drugs, right? He's having problems with liquor, right?
Yes. Well, he had to give up the liquor. The doctors told him he would die if he continued to use liquor because his pancreas was shot. It was not functioning, and he has to take medicine, enzymes, in order to be able to, for the organ to function properly. So, but it's still a strong desire, and he does occasionally slip and have a little bit of wine. He tries to limit it, but at least it satisfies his desire.
Yeah. And you had a third child. Tell us about your third child.
Well, he was my first, yes. My third child is a son. He went through a lot of bad experiences as well with drugs and alcohol. He told me that he started when he was 10 because it was available in our home. Mm-hmm. We did not at the time lock up our alcohol. And I know that was a mistake now, but it was too late. I just never even imagined that my 10-year-old would be drinking alcohol. And then it went on to drugs. He was depressed for various reasons, and the alcohol and the drugs, it was like self-administering medicine to himself by taking the drugs, the illegal drugs and the alcohol.
Yeah. So you talked about how you got through it, your faith and telling people, which would have to be really hard, that were close to you. And when you're going through that, what do you tell yourself that you're a good mother, you're trying to keep this together, but this is something that people cannot imagine how it gets a hold of your kids, whether it's drugs or alcohol or the circle they're in or whatever?
Yes, it was quite an experience. I just did one day at a time, and my faith was what got me through it, and my friends and family. Because otherwise, if you try and do this on your own, you're going to fail. I became depressed I happened to be going through a difficult divorce at the same time that my kids were starting, all three of them at the same time, giving drugs to each other. And it was just overwhelming. It just overtakes your whole life and your home. There is no peace. And that's what I think bothered me more than anything. By the time my older two were on their own and my youngest was still in the home using drugs, leaving in the middle of the night to go get drugs, sell drugs, whatever he wanted to do, he was doing. And he'd leave my door unlocked, and that was very upsetting for me being a single parent. I did not. And if I gave him a key, he would lose it, and that scared me just as much. So I just had to live with it, wake up every night and check the doors. And that was a very difficult period. And I knew that we were out, he was out of control. When he wasn't completing school, he was failing in his freshman year. He was doing ridiculous things, in the home. He was attacking me, not so much physically, but there was a lot of touch. There was a lot of him getting in my space and talking to me in a very rude and, you know, horrific manner. No respect. And I was told he'd lost respect for me and that I needed to, you know, step back and try and gain his respect. But he was too far gone. It was, he didn't even respect himself, and he didn't care about his life. Mm. He actually told me one night, he came and knocked on my door, and I opened it, and he said to me, "Mom, we're both depressed, so if you get me a gun, I'll kill you, and then I'll kill myself." And that scared me. So I finally talked my ex-husband into trying to get some help for him that, you know, because he wasn't paying any attention to what we were doing. We tried everything.
Wow. So when people read this book, they'll read a lot of what we're talking about. And it's, again, Surviving Drug Abuse, Seek Help or Die Trying. What do you hope people take away from reading your words and your honesty about what's happened in your life?
I hope that they will seek help themselves, because there's just no way you can get through this on your own. As embarrassing as it is to have to tell people about your kids and what they're going through and what's happening in your home, you still need to seek out people who understand, professional people who are working in the business of recovery. To help not only you, but to help your kids. But if your kids are out of control in the home, you can't do it on your own. It's just not possible.
Yeah, and now you have peace. Now you feel like you have some peace, right?
Yes, I do. There's still things that happen. Like almost 2 years ago, my daughter, you know, overdosed, and she was at the stage in her, her use of drugs that it was very difficult for her to give it up. At the time she overdosed, it was a week after she'd been in jail for 4 months. She'd been in the drug recovery program while she was in jail, and they were helping her to find a job. But she went back to it, and that was her last occurrence, her last time that she had used.
Yeah, wow. Again, such a roller coaster ride, such honesty in this book. It is well written because of that, and hopefully will help some people out there. Surviving Drug Abuse, Seek Help or Die Trying. Esther Morgan, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Donna.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. I would be incomplete. I've been had. I was sad and blue, but you made me feel.
Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. Tell you what, we got a mic drop coming up, but right before we get to the mic drop, a couple of things to ponder, things that I'm thinking about. You know, we look at the COVID shots, and in the great state of Texas now, and things keep changing depending on where you live, it was just announced that anybody who wants to get a shot can get a shot. You can get it. Doesn't matter. There's no conditions attached to it. It's wide open. Wide open for anybody who gets it. Still like the Hunger Games in some parts of Florida. You know, we were hunting down the vaccines, and there are other places that have just crushed it, like West Virginia. And we know that there are people that totally are not getting the vaccine, don't want it, don't feel comfortable about it. And I'll tell you what does not do any of us any favors is when you hear about the AstraZeneca vaccine trial results, right? So according to some feds, an independent panel of medical experts said the encouraging results that were announced earlier this week, what the problem is, they might have relied on outdated information. Whoops. So yay, everybody's like, AstraZeneca, hey, there's just another vaccine. We might not need it in America, but we know in Europe where they're really struggling and they haven't vaccinated enough people for sure in Europe, and that's why they're having all kinds of lockdowns too and problems. AstraZeneca announces they've got this effective shot, 79% effective, all of this. And then there's this accusation. It's a two-page letter. It was sent to the company and the feds, and it was a blow to the credibility of this vaccine, right? Because it's a low price, it's easy to store, and it could have been critical to the fight against the pandemic. The private letter was described by people who read it, and I read the story in the Times and called somebody about it, and it, I mean, they're right on with this. They went after AstraZeneca for jeopardizing the integrity of this clinical trial. I mean, decisions like this, it's so true, screw up the public trust in the scientific process. So anybody who's even kind of not really there on the vaccines because they don't feel like it's safe because they read a bunch of things that there's conspiracy theories and there's stuff that's in the vaccine and whatever. This is just something to push others to the edge to say, oh, no, 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 no. So 79% effective, but this independent panel of experts say the number might have been closer to 69%. And the mass availability of a vaccine, even with a 69% efficacy rate, could still help the world conquer coronavirus. But when you start to hear that this isn't true, some of what's being said, and you put a dark cloud out there, it doesn't inspire confidence. It triggers fear. And especially already with the side effects with a couple of people that had the blood clots, and they had to temporarily suspend the use of the shot. So even though they come out and say in Europe, oh, no, 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 the vaccine's safe, now you have this happening. So the credibility of what would be another important vaccine is in doubt. So there's more questions about it, unforced errors. What's going on? Their ducks aren't in a row. If you have this analysis that shows the vaccine was between 69% and 74% effective, I mean, which is it? You know, there's a big difference between 69 and 79%. Ask anybody who's failed a test. Right? So you look at the other vaccines. Yeah, maybe you had to get two shots, but guess what? 89% effective or whatever the number is. So that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, you screwed up AstraZeneca, and then this is what happens. You may have a good product, but now you have more doubts surrounding it, right? And here's the thing. In the United States, it may be we get a herd immunity. Please, please, please. But what about everybody else? What about some of these other nations? What about places where they can't get very many vaccines in remote locations? And then people travel to those remote locations. And what happens again? Right? I mean, of the vaccine doses that are given globally, about three quarters have gone to only 10 countries. At least 30 countries haven't injected a single person yet. But what happens is if you say, well, man, that's a poor country, oh well. No, it's not oh well, because they continue to spread the virus, then it can mutate in ways that undermine the vaccines that we've already got in our arms for the people who got them. So the greatest cost is to all of us, to the wealthy nations. So you can't ignore it, right? And the toll in Africa, oh, it's terrible. Like 2%, it's not good. And people travel. And then again, once that all happens, that's where this can spread. And that's, again, the mutations and all of that. Not good. That's what I'm thinking about. All right, I'm going to lighten the load here. Got a mic drop for you that makes me think I would love to do this. Different set of circumstances. Oh, would I so be there? Just imagine for a moment, right, that you are in Sonoma and you are making $10,000 a month to work and live rent free, and you're working on a winery, and you're supervising, and you're helping them produce the stuff. And that's your job. Mic drop. Please, can I be the tester all day long? Are you kidding? So, I mean, I'm serious about this. There's a winery. Murphy Good. That's what it's called. Their new hire, they say, should be ready to pursue their passion. For the first few months, you have like a lot of different work duties. You have to figure out all the aspects of winemaking that you're interested in, right? You have to shadow the winemaker. Oh, that's so sad. He was one of the sons of the company's founders, by the way. And then you've got to carve your niche out in the wine stratosphere. So you get the knowledge of the vineyards and the winery operations, and then you learn about the world of e-commerce. Now, the company says that the person they hire will develop strong working relationships across the functions of the winery, will work with teams to drive awareness and build demand for Murphy Good Wine. The family-owned winery first launched the position in 2009. The focus on documenting the job on social media, and they decided to bring back the position this year. And again, they're looking for creativity and maybe some experience and what your skill set is. So if you're interested, you can apply from now until June 30th. And then the job begins in September. I'll tell you one thing, you'd have to love wine. By the way, the position includes 30 cases of wine. We're going to pay you $10,000 a month and 30 cases of wine, right? But you got to do a good video. You got to really explain why you want to do the wine thing. So there'd be pretty stiff competition, I think. But that is definitely a mic drop because, hey, there's somebody that will see this, somebody that can do this, somebody that will be perfect for this spot, and they will reap the benefits of it. Right. But I think in one way it could be laborious. It could be tough. You know, different when you go to a wine tasting or you get a tour through a vineyard and you romanticize what it would be like to have a vineyard. But different when you have to actually work the vineyard. But I think it's pretty cool that they put that out there. Good for them. And I'm sure somebody will apply for that gig that's right and that fits it like a glove. And at least for a time, they'll be there and they'll learn everything they can about wine making and living in Sonoma. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, folks, we're all just walking each other home. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.